This is our Truth in 10 segment where Pastor Mark answers your prophecy or Bible questions in 10 minutes or less. This question comes from Sean, who listens to us in Denver, Colorado. He says, is there any scriptural support saying that when the Antichrist causes all to receive the mark, that he will be overtly visible as the one causing the mark to be mandated? That is, one person causing it and not just a world system causing it. And will people have full disclosure as to what they are taking and know/realize it is the mark of the beast, or is it possible they will not know initially? As I think you mentioned previously, if Satan caused a third of the angels to fall, how much deception will be involved in the mark, and how do we know it isn't already being started?
Yeah.
Great questions, Sean.
They are great questions.
Let's
and good
dive
clarifiers.
The room.
Yeah, good clarifiers for all of us. First of all, on the first question there, is it possible to receive this in a way that's not clearly the Antichrist directing it and leading it? That's not possible biblically. The Bible very clearly says that the Antichrist himself will be the one. He will instigate the mark after he takes power. Remember, this is something that we've been talking about in recent shows, Greg, that's important for our listeners to realize, which is why watching what's happening in the world events unfold is so important. The world system has to be in place before he comes on the scene, which means that either the 10 nations ruling or the 10 regions, however this is going to pan out, then he's got to rise up and take over these three of these nations, yank them down, these leaders, and they'll be just, again, he is the head, he'll be the eighth. There'll be seven nations, but he'll be the eighth head as the leader over all of it. So it's kind of a strange combination of the Antichrist with the world system combined there. We see in Revelation 13. And then once he's in place, he will make everyone small and great. It uses the word he. It gives it a personal pronoun. He will make everyone small or great, take a mark on their hand or their forehead. And so it's
for our Bereans out there, where can they turn in the Bible to start reading this?
Revelation 13.
Okay.
Yeah, Revelation 13 tells all about it, gives details. Now, and the pronouns. Now, what's, again, to note here, what's interesting is, so what is happening, and we'll get to the other questions, so what is happening with the vaccine? Remember, the overall picture of this vaccine, which is not really a part of your question, but I want to bring this in because it's part of, it is a part of the question underlying, as far as I think some questions that could be out there from this, Sean. And that is the overall thing that's happening right now with the worldwide vaccine is it's conditioning the world to all participate in one main event for the good of the world. Okay, we all are saying take the vaccine for the good of the world, for the good of mankind. We all have to work together. We're in this together. How many commercials have you seen? We're in this together. So it's this whole mindset. Come on, guys, we're doing this, and we're non-loving if we don't. We're loving if we do, and you're painted. There's a lot of peer pressure. There's a lot of whatever. So this is now being put in place. Then when he shows up on the scene and the world is now under this new power control structure, he can introduce this new device that is going to be for the good of the world that you either put on your hand or your forehead. And we're conditioned. We go, yeah, we've been through this. We've seen that we do need to participate as a world to make this happen. So we're going to participate to make it happen. So it's going to be something that's going to take place. Now, getting to another question here, is it possible that it could be, you know, somebody deceived and maybe even take it and not know it until later? I don't believe so. I do believe there will be obviously a deception, a blinding deception. It might even be what the Bible calls the lie. We don't know for sure what the lie is. It talks about the lie. Mm. Personal, what is the word for thee? Not personal pronoun. Thee is a indicator. It is a, my English is gone. It'll hit me in a minute. But it's not any, it's not some, it's thee. So it gives it a very direct thing, the lie. So it's not just any lie. It's not a group of lies. Why am I saying that? It may be the lie. There could be something else that's the lie, and it could be wrapped into a larger the lie. But the point is simply this. God says because it condemns your soul to eternal hell if you take the mark, there is no way that God's going to let somebody be tricked into taking that. He's going to let everyone know. And he gives one way for sure we know he's going to do that, Greg. He says he's going to send angels flying around the earth saying, don't take the mark. Don't follow the beast. This is not of God. So he literally will send angels to warn mankind so that mankind doesn't unknowingly condemn themselves by taking this mark. That's why the mark can't be this vaccine. That's why the mark can't be something secret. It's going to be something the whole world knows. You're going to know. If I take this mark, I'm doing something that I've been warned by the angels circling the earth not to do. And I'll tell you something else. You know, you brought this up, Greg, right before the show. When is the timing of the mark? We don't know, but I lean the same way you do, Greg, and that is toward mid-tribulation when he declares that he's God. And one of the main reasons I believe that is because when he declares that he's God, this is going to be his name you're taking. It's going to be his number, the mark of his name. You're saying, if I take this mark, I'm acknowledging him as my God. I'm taking his name on me, whereas even now we're sealed with the Holy Spirit, which is the name of God written on us, those of us that know Christ. So God's going to make it evident by the angels, and then God will make it evident by who this man says he is. I'm God. Take my mark. Take my name. And the angels say, if you do that, you're toast eternally. So something so serious when it comes to eternity, I think God's going to make known to the world. Mm. It would appear from the angels.
Good point.
And I think probably from the timing of when the mark is given. And so I think when you take that mark, you're going to realize, well, it's going to be this kind of thing. Well, I don't believe all that. I don't think I'll be condemned. You'll know the truth, but you'll ignore it. That's a possibility. But as far as not knowing it, I think everybody's going to know what they're doing, because I don't think that God would just unwittingly and unknowingly just say, you know what, I'm going to let you all be condemned when you don't know what you're doing. We look at the example of even Jonah when he went to speak to Nineveh. God says at the very end of the fourth chapter of the book of Jonah, he says, am I just going to let those who don't even know their left hand from their right hand be condemned? Mm. Am I going to wipe them out? No, Jonah, yeah. That's wrong. I can't do that. I'm the God. And Abraham makes that argument. You're the God of all righteousness. You wouldn't take out the righteous with the unrighteous, would you? And God says, no. So there will be some way it's going to be revealed. Do not take this mark or you're doomed. And I think everybody will know it, and I think it will be implemented specifically by an individual, as it tells us there in Romans 13. Now, let me make sure that I get
Revelation
to all the,
13.
Revelation, thank you. Revelation 13. I was looking at my article. Did we get to all the questions here? I want to make sure that I answered everything in the question.
Yeah, you talked about the deception part, and then he says, how do we know it isn't already being started?
Okay, here's how we know it isn't already being started. Again, I believe the conditioning has started. That is, we are being conditioned to go along with a mass event. So the conditioning has begun. The headwinds of the storm have arrived.
Yes.
But we'll know when the mark takes place when he, the particular individual, the world leader, is going to say, now it's time, take the mark, and it won't be an option. See, today it's like, okay, we may mandate, we may not mandate. Even if we mandate, the states may not make you. It's not going to be that way when he does it.
When he does it.
He will have world control totalitarianism, and he's going to say, you will take the mark, and we're coming to get you. And if you don't take the mark, it may initially be prison. It may not. We know that ultimately it will mean death. He'll be executing people that do not take the mark of the beast. And so you're going to see mass executions, maybe some imprisonments. We'll have to wait and see, which, interestingly enough, they're already talking about, literally, some of our officials now are saying, for those who won't take the vaccine, we need to have camps that we put them in. If that's their choice, they have to live there, and we lock them up to protect the rest of society. I mean, that kind of talk's coming from some of our top leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And there, it's that gulag type stuff. We're talking about like prison camps.
Yeah.
And when I hear that kind of people go, oh, I don't take that serious. That's just some politician. Well, you know what? It is just a politician. But listen, when our leaders start saying stuff like that, it's only a step away from somebody going, hey, that's not a bad idea. Let's lock those pastors up. Those people up. And God will protect us if that happens. But again, we have to realize this is the world we live in. You know, so again, great question, Sean. I hope that answers your question. I do believe everyone will know. I don't think there's going to be any question about it. And I would just say, you know, for every believer, we need to make up our mind. Are we going to live for Christ or not? And we make a stand. Now, the good news is this. Let me finish with this. The good news is this. I do not believe, based on Scripture, that any believer will face this situation except for those who miss the rapture. The rapture will take place before the mandate for the mark is put into place. But after the rapture, there will be, Revelation tells us, multitudes of believers getting saved. After the rapture, people that heard about it, didn't agree to it, didn't believe in it, they'll be getting saved. And so they now have a decision to make. And that'll be, if you have family members who don't know Christ and they miss the rapture, they're going to have to decide, am I going to take the mark or not take the mark? And there's going to be a lot that don't take the mark that will be put to death for their faith. And it tells us in Revelation, we'll see them in heaven before the throne of God saying, how long until you avenge us for what happened to us on the earth? So that's what's coming to a planet near you.
And I don't remember if Revelation 13 talks about this, but I know that in some parts when the judgments are happening, the people that are marked with God's seal are spared, correct?
Well, you're talking about a reference to prophetically. I have to look it up real quick. In the Old Testament, remember, God brought judgment on Jerusalem, and he sent an angel to go put a mark on all the believers that they wouldn't be judged.
Yeah.
And then he said, those who don't have that mark, judge them. But that's kind of a different thing. Greg, that was before the seal of the Holy Spirit was given. See, in the Old Testament, they didn't have this. The Holy Spirit wasn't yet given. So God literally went and put his mark on the believers there in Jerusalem to seal them with his mark. So that when the angels came to judge, almost like with Passover, when they saw the blood, they passed over the houses. Well, this was the mark that was on the believers. So the angels passed over them, let them live, and killed everyone else. Well, now believers, all of us, we give our life to Christ, we have the seal of the Holy Spirit, the name of the living God written on our forehead. That excites me to death.
It does.
It's just like glowing.
Yes.
Jesus, I love it. And it's on there. The enemy knows that he hates it, but we're protected. The world doesn't have that protection.
Yeah.
They're not vaccinated from the judgment of God.
Yeah.
We are vaccinated from the judgment of God, and you don't need a shot, and there's no side effects.
It's
just receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And so I think that what you're going to see again is those who get the mark of the Father on them after the rapture.
Yeah.
He'll protect them spiritually, but Greg, they'll still die physically.
There's several verses that really, and I'll just give you a few of them, that really talk about God's seal on the Christian. And I think that's good for all of us to read and remember, because as Pastor Mark said, it's a great encouragement. John 6:27, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, Revelation chapter 7, verses 3 and 4, and Revelation chapter 9, verse 4 are just some of the scripture verses that talk about God's seal on his kids. And again, there it's a seal that we don't understand. We believe that it is his name, or a name that we don't know, that's on there.
Right.
But that's the whole reason why it says in Revelation, those that take the mark of the beast will not inherit the kingdom, because that mark. And again, we know Satan's the great imitator, great mocker. That mark is a symbol of allegiance eternally.
Yeah, you're taking his name.
You're taking his
Satan's name,
and you're done. I mean, that's an eternal decision that's being made.
That's right.
And so that's why God takes it so seriously. And like you said earlier, Pastor Mark, that's why God is even going to send the angels to circle the earth.
Revelation 14.
The final warning.
In Revelation 14. Yeah.
So,
no one will have excuse, and God is not going to leave anyone. We're not going to be able to stand before the Lord on that day and say, I didn't know. Oh, yes, you did know. And if you're too young to know, God says he'll cover that. But for those of us that are old enough to know, we're accountable to God.
Yeah. Sean, great question. Thanks for sending that in to us. If you've got a question like Sean, we invite you to visit thewaymedia.net or the Way Media app. Just go to the Signs of the Times section, and you can submit your prophecy question or even a regular Bible question as well. Pastor Mark is a regular pastor as well as a prophecy pastor. So anyway, he just specializes in prophecy. That's why we call him a prophetologist.
Regular pastor, yes.
A prophetologist, yes. All right.